This is the Comedy of the Week from BBC Radio 4. If you'd like to find out more about any of our comedy shows, please visit bbc.co.uk/radio4. But first, here's this week's comedy.
Trust Dad to make...
Oi!
Well, I don't.
Thanks. Ooh, blimey.
What?
Nothing.
Is it the dress? Terry bought it for me.
Oh, that explains it.
What? Does it look awful?
No, I don't know. I think I'm just not used to seeing you in something that clings to all your lumpy bits.
And a happy birthday to you too!
Jill? Jill!
I don't know why you're asking me to do this. I won't be great company.
You're never great company. Why should tonight be different?
Well, then why insist I come?
Jill's friends forgot her birthday. I'm celebrating and you have less social life than an Egyptian mummy.
Is it because your car's knackered?
That too, but you're going to enjoy it or you'll be on poo clearing duty for a month. Speaking of which, let's get this shit off and get the party started.
But how is it negative? I love your lumpy bits, I just don't get much access to them.
And saying stuff like that really helps. As if I don't feel self-conscious enough already.
I thought you didn't want any fuss on your birthday.
Oh, I didn't really know what I wanted. But Terry thinks, after all we've been through, we deserve a good night out.
Who's all?
Her, me and Chippy. The girl we used to give a lift home from the hospital.
Oh, Lord, that one. Are you sure you're up to it?
It's a drink in the pub, Colin. A head on a stick would be up to it.
You should eat something. I've made a beetroot flan. It's anti...
I know what it's anti, but can I please be let off eating it now? Sorry. Save it for Sunday.
Mum's been asking if she can come.
Okay. But if she tells me to be strong and think positive again, she'll go home in a beetroot flan hat. That's them.
Okay. You look nice now. More like yourself.
More like your wife, you mean?
Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? Well, isn't it?
Hi. Where's the dress?
I'm more comfortable in jeans.
We're not looking for comfortable. We're looking for shaggable. Now go and put on the dress I spent 60 quid and 3 precious hours of my life on.
Colin wasn't sure.
Wasn't sure? Has he got cataracts? Oh.
Terry, no.
Colin! Colin!
What did you say that for?
Because if he doesn't fancy you in that dress, he must be dead from the waist down.
I thought he was going to have a stroke. Better text him.
Serves him right. Chippy, what does Jill look like in this dress?
It's quite orange.
She looks like a woman dressed to kill on her 35th birthday.
But I'm 46.
Exactly. Don't thank me. Just buy me a drink later. Now, let's get going before we die of thirst.
And if I hadn't persuaded Terry to let me leave the kennels at 2:30, I wouldn't have found her.
I'm sure Mum will be fine. And the new job obviously suits you. I love the hair.
Oh, that was Terry's idea. I hate it.
But we have to look at you and we love it.
And I'm so excited you decided to come out for my birthday.
That was her idea too.
Hello! Car to your left. How would you like him as a birthday present?
Oh, yes, please.
Hello, cutie.
Bloody hell.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. It's my friend's birthday. Do you want to come and help us give her the bumps?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm going somewhere, but, you know, in that dress, you'll have no trouble getting bumped.
What did I say? Where are you going? Can we come?
New club called Bad Salsa. You up for it?
Oh, I'm up for anything with that.
No, absolutely not.
We're coming.
Awesome. Follow me.
Terry, get going. Oh, pick a gear, woman. You've got 5 to choose from.
5?
Come on, we're losing.
Oh, you said a quiet drink. I can't dance. I've got 2 left feet. And you can't go picking up random black guys in cars.
That's so racist.
You shouldn't go picking up any guys in cars. Set the girl an example, Terry.
I am. You live dangerously. If I could get my hands on a man like that, I'd die happy, wouldn't you?
I like to admire from afar.
Well, I like to admire from really, really close up. I'm celebrating tonight, and I'm going to do it with the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life.
What is wrong with you? You've been hyper all day.
Okay, I was going to wait until we had drinks in our hand, but I'll tell you now. I went for a scan, and it's clear.
What?
The cancer's gone.
Oh, Terry. It's amazing.
You can't always tell much from scans.
Chippy, break the habit of a lifetime and say something positive.
Well, I'm really happy for her. It's just what my mum says.
Don't tell me what your mum says about cancer. It's guaranteed to depress me.
All right.
Anything your mum says is guaranteed to depress me.
Well, she says black guys who pick up older white women are only interested in sex.
I'll take it back. It's really cheered me up.
Left, left. I just saw him turn left.
Now put your bloody foot down. Come on, a shag of my life's getting away. Three Long Island iced teas, please.
Is Chippy drinking? What about the car?
She's drinking if I have to rig the cocktail shaker up to a drip. We'll get a cab.
Sorry, it took me ages to park. No alcohol for me, or sugar.
You're having this, no argument. A toast. Happy birthday, Jill. Welcome to my new and reluctant kennel maid, Chippy. And God bless carboplatin for evicting those bloody squatters.
Yes,
cheers. Cheers, but I am not dancing.
Hi, I'm Marco. How many for salsa?
Three.
Lovely. Arms up, ladies. And left. And travel.
Is it me or is this impossible?
Left.
I've given up. I'm just jigging about. Oops.
Watch out. Oh.
You okay? Let me help.
Jesus, I've had less rough tackles playing rugby.
I told them I had two left feet.
Don't worry, Chippy. Nothing damaged, I hope.
No, just my ego.
Everyone, stop!
Tim, did you just go flat on your arse like an old lady? I said go the same way as everyone else.
I did, but they didn't go the same way as me. Thanks for picking me up.
No problem.
Oh, pick someone up already. Nice going.
Please, I've got cheese in the fridge, more mature.
Okay, people. Advanced with Zach, beginners with me.
I'm definitely with you.
You sure? You don't look like a beginner.
Oh, I am. And I want you to teach me everything you know.
Keep it up. And turn.
Don't grip me so hard, idiot. Relax.
It's difficult when you're being called an idiot.
And sway.
I can't help having ballet training and basic coordination.
No, and don't forget the people skills.
And stop. Okay, you're getting a bit of it. Rafi, you're getting too much of it, and I'm not sure some of it's even legal. Change partners, please. Okay, beautiful, you come with me. Sir, you move on, please.
Oh, no, we have to dance together. We're engaged.
I don't care if you're conjoined twins. This is salsa. You have to rotate partners to learn.
Yes, but we don't need to learn salsa as such. Just a routine for our wedding.
You're in my class, sweetheart. You're learning salsa. Now let your boyfriend off the leash and let's see what you can do. Lady in orange, take this man under your bingo wing for me, please. Now stay where you are while I get some music.
I have to get my sweater.
Now?
Sorry, but everyone's now staring at my bingo wings.
In that dress, no one's staring at your bingo wings.
Cheers.
Okay.
Now I definitely have to get my sweater.
Why? You look stunning.
Because I've had breast cancer. I'm wearing a prosthesis and I'm terrified it's going to fly across the room every time I put my arms up.
Oh, keep it up. Sorry, I sort of didn't expect that.
Sorry, but you were a bit patronising.
It's okay. I just thought falling on my arse was the most embarrassing thing that was going to happen tonight.
And move on, please.
Are you two dancing?
Yes, sorry. It's my first time.
I can see that. You're all over the place.
Keep it up.
Let's sort you out.
And turn. Now, right. 1, 2, 3. Keep it up.
Sorry, I'm crap. My name's Tim.
Mine's Catherine, but everyone calls me Chippy.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because I am.
Not bad. Ladies, move on.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, from the top. And one.
Gordon. I haven't seen you on the scene before. Been divorced long?
Only 2 years,
up,
unfortunately.
Ladies.
Raise your arm. 6 months, me. I woke up one morning to a note saying, I think 20 years is about enough of this, don't you? I never thought I'd have to resort to this kind of thing at my age.
Well, it's good you've got a positive attitude, though.
And travel?
Other way. If you stop fighting and let me lead, we'd have a lot less trouble.
If I could do that, darling, I'd still be married.
And ladies, move on.
Hi, I think I'm getting the sway thing.
You're so not. You look like you've got an artificial hip.
Hi.
Hi. Could you move on to the next one, please?
Terry.
Terry. Next gentleman, please. You, sweetheart. Georgie, isn't it? To me?
But...
Ladies, watch gorgeous Georgie for a moment.
Hello again. Your girlfriend's good.
Yeah, so she keeps telling me.
Okay, let's try it to music.
So I said, don't worry about me.
Okay.
Silver foxes are very in with younger women, aren't they?
I don't know. I'm not really an animal lover.
Intriguing. You're a terrible dancer, yet I'm quite enjoying dancing with you.
Well, that's weird, because you're a good dancer and I'm hating dancing with you.
Hold it there. Now, don't start resting on your laurels, especially not you, Gordon. They don't look up to it. Keep your partners, please.
Tim, excuse me.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Marco wants me to move up to advanced. He says he could see I was just pretending to be a beginner.
It was quite painful to watch.
Do you mind?
No, it's not fair for me to hold you back.
That's what I thought. See you at break.
I thought you'd have more chance without Bridezilla breathing down your neck.
Cool, thanks, man.
And change partners, please.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Not bad. I wonder when you put that gorgeous blonde down and give me a turn.
Sorry, there's a few men short in this class.
And there's a few short men in the class. If this is the best you can do, I might go home.
Listen, it's a new club. It'll be teeming with fit blokes soon, and you can take your pick.
Yeah, thanks, but I'm looking for fillet steak, not a hot dog. And I've already picked one.
Okay. But it's a shame you're not interested in dancing. I mean, you've got some moves there, girl.
Yeah? Come home with me later, and I'll show you some crackers.
Bit too subtle. Not getting it.
Oh, I gave up being subtle when I had ovarian cancer. Had. I said had. I'm raring to go now, I promise.
Look, Terry, you're stunning, OK? But you're freaking me out.
Why does cancer do that to people? Would you freak out if I'd had pneumonia?
Well, would you describe me as meat if I was white?
Probably. Look, I fancy you, and I'm not in the mood to be coy, but if I offended you, I'm sorry.
It's OK. No offence taken. But no, anyway.
If you're worried about it being a mercy shag, don't. I've given a few of those in my time. I figure I'm owed one back.
OK, moving on now. Gordon, lady here needs a partner.
On my way, reluctantly.
OK, thank you, beginners. Back in 15 for the club.
Chippy, Terry, over here. Oh, that was such a laugh. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I love getting pawed by a load of old blokes.
As soon as I dance with Marco, I could do it. Just try and dance with someone good next time.
Well, there's not going to be a next time. I'm going home.
Don't go yet, Chip. We've come out to celebrate.
I've got nothing to celebrate. I've got cancer, remember?
Had cancer. We've all had cancer, and now we're all right. So stop using it as an excuse.
Are you telling me, Terry, or yourself? I'm going to the toilet. Why are you following me?
Because I need a pee and I left my catheter at the hospital.
Hi again. Are you on your own? Do you want to practice?
No, I'm waiting for my friends. Well, unless you really want to, do you?
Not really. I'm just scared someone else will ask me.
Want to dance?
We're just going out for a fag. Sorry.
That's clever. Or do you actually smoke?
No. I just didn't like the look of his moustache.
No, or hers. Why the hell did I agree to do a salsa routine for our first dance?
When I got married, you just shuffled round to the Power of Love trying to look romantic.
Well, now if you don't get 5,000 likes on your YouTube video, you're not legally married.
So what made you agree?
My fiancé. No, joking. It's what she wants. And my expectations are quite low. If I can get through the stag with my eyebrows and pubes, I'll be stoked.
That's changed too. Stags are as important as weddings. Oh,
totally. I'm definitely more excited about mine.
Then I think you're marrying the wrong person.
Well, that's a bit much.
Sorry, that's the cancer talking. You get used to people letting you say whatever you like.
No worries. God, you've made me feel really bad. No blokes get excited about weddings, do they?
My husband did. More than me now I think about it.
Maybe you married the wrong person.
Should we go back in?
Okay. I'm going to look a knob at my own wedding. It's bad, right?
Yeah. Most blokes at least wait till the honeymoon. Do you want to practice?
Really? I'd be so grateful just till Georgie finishes her class.
Oh, that's me. Always the bridesmaid. No, sorry. Always the embarrassing auntie these days.
Where's Jill, I want to nab Marco.
Look, I've said I'll stay, but no more dancing. I'll get a drink.
All right, but I'm hanging on to your phone for insurance.
Hi. One iced tea, please.
They're very strong. It's best to stick to water and salsa.
Why?
It's etiquette, really. No one wants to drag a pissed woman round the dance floor.
Really? Make that two iced teas.
Oh, how good was that?
Amazing. Sorry.
You're crying.
That's about the longest I've gone since I had cancer without thinking about it coming back.
And I completely forgot about the wedding too.
Sorry, did you just compare getting married to finding a breast lump?
No, God no, I was just...
Hi, babes. Oh. Sorry to leave you with the old crazies.
Oh, well, that's fine. This is Jill.
Hi. Guilty on both counts.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean you. I just meant we are about the youngest ones here.
Oh, not anymore. Some girls just came in who look under 40.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
I think Chippy's OD'd on organic cocktails. Can you look after her for a bit?
Sure. I think I'm over salsa anyway.
It's all right for you. You're gorgeous, both of you. And men ask you to dance.
Someone will ask you to dance.
And they look at you like they've never looked at me, ever. And who's going to look at me now? I haven't even got ovaries.
Ovaries are not high on men's wish list, in my experience.
Would you like to dance?
I'm off to the loo, but my friend would.
Okay. Come on, then.
Sure, but I want to make it clear before we start that I have no ovaries.
Sorry, what? I'm deaf in this ear. Can you speak into this one?
I said I have no ovaries.
Well, if it doesn't affect your insufla, I think we can overlook it. But apparently we weren't enough for each other. Or I wasn't enough for her. Thank you. I'd like to try and find your friend.
Why? Well, you said I was intriguing before.
But now you've told the world you're missing some internal organs, you've lost a bit of mystery.
Sorry, but I think if I stop dancing, I'll fall over.
Okay, then. This is quite a short track. What's the situation with your friend? Single? Separated?
Married.
I thought so. If they're even moderately attractive and sane, they usually are.
To a really nice man. She's lucky. She doesn't realise how lucky.
Self-pity is very unattractive. I could be at home wallowing my own misery, but I force myself to come out...
and inflict it on other people.
It's a question of self-respect. At least I make an effort.
How do you know how much effort I've made?
It's obvious. Your skirt's too tight, the blouse is a stranger to an eye, and your eye makeup's gone walkabout.
Do you know my mum?
No, I'm a life coach. It's my job to help people identify their weaknesses and their strong points.
Oh, I didn't catch the strong points.
You've got nice hair.
Is that my strong point? My nice hair?
Why? Don't you think it is?
No, I bloody hate it. But if you like it so much, then maybe you should take it home with you.
Chill, quick. Chip has pulled her wig off and thrown it at someone.
Oh, God, I knew she wasn't up to this.
Are you all right, Chip?
No. Do I look all right?
Where's your hair gone?
Well, it got kicked over there.
I'll go and find it.
I don't want it. Why should I have to pretend that I haven't had cancer?
You don't. Here, I'll take mine off too. And they can all have a good look at the bald ladies.
Excuse me, sorry. Can I just...
Jill.
I'll be out of your way in a minute. I'm just trying to pick up something.
I know, but I think you lost this.
Tim, what the hell's that?
It's Jill's breast.
Are you telling me you're standing there with another woman's breast in your hand?
Yeah, but in my defence, it's not attached to the woman.
OK, breathe. Not too much. Not too much. You'll pass out.
I'm sorry I threw my hair.
Oh, you couldn't let us have one carefree night, could you?
That bloke was being horrible. And you... you're being horrible too.
I'm not. All right, I am. But it's because I can't stand to see you being such a victim.
I can't just... go back to normal.
So make a new normal. That's why I sold the house and I bought the kennels. It was something I'd always wanted. I'm happier now than before I had cancer.
Don't say that. It's wicked. It's tempting fate.
Why is it wicked? I was creeping about feeling guilty and pleasing no one. Now I'm saying sod it. This is me. Take it or leave it.
But what if it comes back? My mum says you're never free of it.
Well, if it does come back, it won't find me in waiting for it. I'm going to be out having the time of my life. Now, wipe that mascara from round your eyes. You look like a goth Kinder egg. I'll call us a cab.
I can't believe you're making such a fuss.
And I can't believe I caught you with that thing in your hand.
It fell out when she was bending down. I picked it up because I didn't want her to be embarrassed.
You didn't want her to be embarrassed? Didn't you stop to think about me?
I never stop thinking about you, Georgie. Am I going to upset you, annoy you, get into trouble with you? To be honest, I'm a bit sick of thinking about you.
Brilliant. Just when it's too late to cancel the wedding. Nice timing.
Why cancel the wedding? You wouldn't notice if I was there or not. It's all about you anyway.
Oh, you dick.
Sorry, I just need to get my coat.
And you? Whatever it is you're playing at, you're old enough to know better. Give me the car keys. You can get the bus.
But it's my car.
Fine, I'll get the bus.
The 43 stops right outside the pub.
What? Don't you think you've done enough?
Sorry. I would have waited for my coat, but we've got a cab coming.
I'll cancel it. I'll drive you home.
Really? There's three of us.
Good. Maybe she'll have turned into a reasonable person by the time I get back.
We don't live that far away.
Terry?
Oh, not sorry again.
When you took your wig off and waved it at that old bloke, it was the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
It was worth it to see his face.
But I know how much you wanted to pull tonight.
Oh, there wasn't anything worth pulling anyway. Apart from Marco, and I can't see him going for the Dr. Evil look.
Hey, girls. See you next week?
No.
I don't know. Maybe it's not for us.
Oh, well, in that case, get in.
What? Why?
Listen, when I said no, I didn't realise this would be my only chance. Anyway, I kind of like the bald thing. It's hot.
Hang on a minute. What did he say?
He wants me to go home with him.
Chippy, there is a god and she's bloody bald.
What? No, you can't leave me on my own.
Oh, Chippy, you're kidding. You don't think I'm going to say no. Where's Jill?
We're just sorry getting into that young bloke's car.
Terry, you coming?
Oh, no. Well, look, Chippy, there are some moments when you realise that friendship is the most important thing in the world.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
But this isn't one of them. It's a tenner. The cab will be here in 5 minutes. I'm coming!
Terry!
Do you really fancy me more bald?
Yeah, I do, but also, I like the way you stuck by your friend in there.
Oh, definitely. Friends. Very important, yeah. Bye, Chippy! Bloody bitch.
Now.
It's no problem.
How did someone as lovely as you end up with that tight-faced blonde giraffe?
Sorry, she's had too much to drink.
That's okay.
You're the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
It's just on the left.
If I could get my hands on you, I'd die a happy woman.
Chippy! She's just copying what she doesn't usually say stuff like this.
It must be the salsa. Usually I'd run after the tight-faced blonde giraffe.
Bye!
I can walk from here.
No, I'll take you. I'd like to.
If you're sure.
Bye, Chippy. Will you be okay?
Yeah, my mum's still up.
Thanks again. I'm sorry Chippy came on to you, although I wouldn't have missed it.
Me neither. I kind of enjoyed it. I can't imagine a woman saying stuff like that to me for real.
No, I don't know.
Yeah? Go on then.
If I could get my hands on someone as beautiful as you, I'd die.
Oh, sorry. It's Georgie. I'd better take it.
Of course, I'm on mute.
Hi. Where are you? Oh, brilliant. I'll be there in a minute. She's left her keys on the bus. I'll have to go.
Of course.
I'm sorry. She kind of killed the moment.
I'm not sure I was pulling it off anyway.
No. So, see you next week?
Not sure.
Well, anyway, it was scarily nice meeting you.
I mean, I could come next week.
Oh, Georgie again.
That is a very short leash.
Yeah, perhaps I need it. I've got to go. Bye, Jill.
Bye.
I had another panic attack. You've been drinking?
Yeah.
putting poisons in your system.
And salsa dancing.
That was crap.
Doesn't surprise me. You were never good at things like that.
What was I good at then?
Go to bed, Catherine. You're reeling about. You got that wig on backwards.
No! Tell me one thing that I was good at.
I don't know. You always kept your room nice and tidy.
So if I died, that's what would be on my gravestone. Beloved daughter Catherine, she was shit but a wow with the Hoover.
Language. If this is what dancing does to you, I'm glad you're not going again.
Oh, I'm going. I'm going. Till my gravestone reads, Chippy Parks, friend, lover, professional wrestler. She came, she saw, she ain't kufalad.
Oh, God. You've kicked off another attack. Get me to the sofa. I'm going to pass out.
Too late. For once, I'm passing out first.
I don't know what to say.
No, you don't feel bad.
It's not that I don't fancy you.
I know.
And you're not even that big.
No, cheers.
No, I mean, it's like a cliche, isn't it, about black guys? I didn't want you to think I was being racist.
I don't.
It just really hurt. You want a beer?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Look, I guess this might happen. My sister had ovarian cancer, and the treatment can mess you up a bit and make sex difficult. My sister got some creams and stuff. You'll be fine.
So if you knew, why did you come back with me?
Terry, you're hot as hell, and I didn't want you to pick up some prick who wouldn't understand.
Oh, my God, you're such a nice man.
Yeah, we do exist, you know.
Actually, I didn't. So do you want to do anything else?
Well, what did you have in mind?
Well, just because the main course is off doesn't mean we can't have dessert. Colin, are you asleep?
I was.
Terry's scan was clear.
Excellent.
We went dancing. Chippy got drunk and threw her wig at someone, and my chicken breast fell out.
Sounds like a great evening.
It was amazing. I felt alive. Colin, I want to have sex.
Now?
Yes.
I've got to get down to swimming in 5 hours.
But it's my birthday and the first time I've felt like it since I started the tamoxifen.
All right, I'll have a bash. But if I drop off halfway through, carry on without me.
OK.
Oh, if I'd known this was going to happen, I wouldn't have eaten the beetroot flan.
Bad Salsa was written by Kay Stonham and starred Camille Kadouri, Natasha Little, Sharon Rooney, Ben Bailey-Smith, Emily Chase, David Kahn, Andrew Morgan, Matt Houlihan and Kay Stonham. The producer was Alison Vernon-Smith.
That was the Comedy of the Week from BBC Radio 4. You can hear more comedy at 11.30, 6.30 and 11pm every weekday on Radio 4 or anytime you like through the BBC iPlayer. For more information, please go to bbc.co.uk/radio4. Ha, 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 ha.